I'm so excited. It means it's Wednesday. It means we're talking to Gavin and we're heading into the garden. So I've been looking forward to talking to you all day, Gavin.
It does. That's great. And it's the most beautiful afternoon here at Warners Bay.
I can't see it. I've been indoor here. I can see a hint of sunshine. Is there any chance of rain? Is it cloudy or do you think it's going to be nice?
No, it's absolutely beautiful here.
Isn't
well,
that
here
good?
Anyway. It's beautiful.
Isn't that good?
It's lovely. It's warm. I've got a hat on.
Yeah.
It's a lovely afternoon.
Well, you're here. Is that you're here far from my here, which is Sandgate?
I'm at Warners Bay, yes.
So, oh, you're a long way
that
away.
Far.
Yeah, you're a long way away. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, Gavin, today we're talking about planting flowers for Christmas and New Year's display.
Well, we are, because, of course, as nurserymen, we always work on the 10-week mark between the period when you want that really nice display, which in this case is Christmas, New Year,
yes,
and now. And, of course, it is that 10-week mark.
Okay.
So it's the time of year. Look, honestly, it's the time of year where all those people you've avoided for the last 12 months all turn up on your doorstep. Mm. You've got to put your best game face and your best garden on to impress all those people.
And what do you say to them when they say, can I take a cutting of that there? Can I have a cutting, please? Are you guarded with your cuttings or do you say, yes, I'm proud for you to take a cutting?
Yes, you can take one as long as it's from not from an obvious side.
Okay.
You can get one from the backside and I'm happy.
Always better, always better from the backside, yes.
Absolutely.
Gavin, now what plants are we talking about? Tell me which flowers and plants we're talking
okay
about.
So let's do firstly your most important things. And for any plant that's going in, especially if we're talking flowers, we're talking good depth of an organic soil. So spade depth, good organic soil, mm-hmm, mix it all up. Get those gardens ready to go. Feed them every 2 weeks with like a seaweed fertilizer. My favorite's Power Feed, but you can use any good seaweed fertilizer and give them a drink of that every fortnight.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there's certainly some ones that I love. And if we're doing like a Christmas display, we might want to use red and white. Now, you can do red and white petunias, as in red ones and white ones. There's some really nice color combinations these days. There's a lovely one called Starfish Red, which is the white flower with a red starfish through the center of it.
Right.
You could do that. There's a lovely one at the moment called Blueberry Lime Jam, which is the blue flowers and like a limey yellow flower to represent sand. So you've got that beachy theme of the blue being the ocean and the limey color being the sand. That would work very nice. I love, in shadier spots, I love the red and the white in patience. You can do beautiful displays in window boxes or hanging baskets or just in little, if you've got a shady, dull spot, just grab a couple of these red or white impatiens, pop them in a pot, a little bowl maybe, and just sit them in those dark spots so it brightens it up. And everybody needs something to brighten it up at the moment because the garden's been a bit,
yeah,
bit drab.
Very drab.
Bit drab, yes. So we need some colour in there. And, of course, the best colours for Christmas are generally red and white. There's a lovely little border plant, which people would know as Sweet Alice. We know in the nurseries as Alyssum. Now, most of these things come as a punnet, and you can sometimes get them in punnets of 6 or 8, or sometimes 10. You get your old-fashioned ruler, and you put them about ruler distance apart. Now, Sweet Alice, or Alyssum, is beautiful as a border. It's lovely around the outside of a bowl or a pot because it spills over the edge and for all the world looks like snow. It's like a white, snowy, tiny little flower that you can put around things, and it just gives that Christmassy look to it. Now, if you're not into that sort of thing, go yellow and orange marigolds. I mean, yellow and orange marigolds represent the sun. They represent happiness. They represent fun. And you can really brighten up the garden with lots of yellow and orange through it if that wants to be your theme.
That sounds good. Now, here's something that I always think is important, and you can tell me whether it's important or not. Because it's quite a wide and varied area around Newcastle, Lake Macquarie and the valley and that.
Most certainly is.
Our soil is different in some areas. It can be clayish or it can be sandy. So is it worth checking with your local nursery or taking a little bit of your soil in to see what style you've got and what's the best and what will grow the best in that?
Absolutely. But the one thing, and I've lived everywhere from Swansea, which is pure sand, to Mayfield West, which is absolutely solid clay. Mm. I mean, you can dig a hole where I am now, fill it up with water, and it'll be still full of water 24 hours later. That's how bad it is. Mm. But the one thing that's missing out of all of them is, of course, organic matter, because organic matter is the one thing that is put with sand to bind it all together, and it's the one thing that you put with clay to separate the clay particles. So it's a good idea. Yes, we get a lot of people coming with little ice cream containers or sometimes little margarine containers of samples of soil, and we can have one look at it, and you can either get it with your hand and plumb it into a ball and you know whether it's going to hold together if it's got a lot of clay in it, or if it's really gritty if you come from, say, Swansea or Caves Beach or even Fern Bay up Stockton way. It will be very gritty and very sandy. So there's so many products you can get these days that you combine that together with create a good soil. You know, there's bags of things. There's one that most nurseries carry called planting compost. Now, if you don't need a lot of soil, and I'm talking by the trailer load, you may only want to buy a couple of bags of this planting compost, which is a pre-mixed garden compost, to add to that soil that you've got to really create a good media to grow all this stuff in. And I think this year, if it's going to stay overcast and relatively wet, it's the one year that's going to be really crucial to get all that goodness into the ground and do that top feeding with a watering can every fortnight to make the most of these things, so that by the time Christmas and New Year and all those people are turning up out of the blue, that's the one time your garden's going to look really good.
I love it. You've done well again, as you always do, Gavin. Will you come back and talk to us again next week?
Love to.
I like it. Thank you very much. You take care. Have a lovely week, Gavin.